Western Massachusetts is leading the state with the most solar energy installations and the largest amount of solar generating capacity, according to data compiled by Environment Massachusetts Research and Policy Center. The report was released by the group's regional director, Johanna Newman, at a news conference in Holyoke, which it turns out is the solar capital of Western Massachusetts.
So the city of Holyoke ranks second in the state in terms of the total amount of power that we generate from the sun. That's remarkable considering that we have only 10% of the population of the city of Boston.
Solar power systems have been installed in all but 18 of the state's 351 cities and towns, according to the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center. Municipalities in Western Massachusetts occupy top spots in the four measures of solar energy development used by Environment Massachusetts in its report.
Well, solar power not only is consistent with the values of Western Massachusetts in terms of energy independence and clean energy and reducing our carbon emissions, but it also is a really attractive economic opportunity.
While Holyoke was second in the state for overall solar capacity with 4.5 megawatts, Northampton and Amherst tied for fourth statewide in the number of solar installations with 81 independent arrays. Hawley had the most solar installations per capita. The town of Sheffield produces the most solar power per capita. Holyoke Gas and Electric Company hosts the largest solar array in New England with more than 14,500 solar panels with a generating capacity of 4.5 megawatts. General Manager James Lavelle says solar accounts for about 2% of the municipal utility's electricity.
Solar is not running 24/7, so even if we were to get several times as much as we have in front of us, we'd still have to rely on other forms and outside of the city energy to meet our total needs.
Holyoke Mayor Alex Moore said solar helps enhance the city's reputation.
This will only allow us to attract new development to come into Holyoke by marketing ourselves to both homeowners and commercial property owners to come here, invest here, and we'll save you money. We're approaching 70% renewable energy here in the city. One day we'd love to strive towards 100% renewable energy with zero carbon footprint, and projects like these allow us to get closer to that goal.
Solar power advocates say its growth in Massachusetts did not come about by chance. Bill Stillinger, who manages Pioneer Valley Photovoltaics, based in Greenfield, says government policies have helped solar flourish.
Massachusetts has been very good in intelligently incentivizing this industry without providing a boondoggle for outside companies to come in and steal the money. It's all about local.
Stillinger says his small workforce, which installs solar power systems for homes and businesses, has quadrupled in 10 years. Environment Massachusetts, in its report on solar energy, called on legislators to raise the cap on net metering, which is a program that lets homeowners and businesses sell solar power back to utility companies. Reporting from Holyoke, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.